There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet are not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty. Oh, how lofty are their eyes and their eyelids lifted up. I don't know what this speaks to you of, but it speaks to me of the pride of man. It speaks to me of those that in fact do not in their own eyes have a need. You know, this Christianity business, this is for people that have got problems. This is for people that are here or there, but this is not for me. Do you know something? You feel that way? A day will come. We tell you on the authority of this book. The day will come when you will live to see that was a dead wrong decision. You see, we have sung this evening, this afternoon, of bowing to the Lord Jesus. Now let me make a statement to you. Don't you ever think that you won't bow. Don't you ever believe that there is not a day coming that you will not bow to that blessed one. You will bow. God has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. And you ask me, you say, where are those? Where do they come from? In heaven. On earth. Under the earth. Every. You see, what makes the division in this room tonight, today, is where have we bowed? Have I bowed in time? There's everlasting, eternal blessing for that. If it is in eternity, it will be that which you will do. And the books were opened. And the one that calls in time sits in his judicial majesty. And he's not a savior for you then. He's not one giving you then the opportunity. He is one then that is reviewing your life. And I tell you tonight, today, you have no secrets. All things are naked and open under the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Oh, I hope you can realize that. You may have thought that various ones didn't know about it. But everybody that doesn't know about it doesn't matter. It's the one who does know about it that matters. Oh, how if we could just come to see that. That my life before Him is an open book. And He knows every detail. And those myriads that stand before Him in that day. The first thing is their name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now I ask you tonight, is yours? It's your privilege to be able to say tonight, yes. Lord Jesus, would you save me? And I tell you on the authority of this book, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the wondrous message of the gospel, that the Lord Jesus is available for you. He has time for you today. Do you remember when blind Bartimaeus, when there were those that were telling him to be quiet? Hold down over there. You're making too much noise. Do you remember that for that man that was clothed in rags that day, that man that begged, the Lord Jesus stood still. He stood still for that man. And He sent for him. Bartimaeus, he calleth for thee. Is the Lord Jesus calling for you today? He calls. He calls in grace. He says to you what He said to each one of us here. I know all about you. I know where you've been. I know what you've done. I know about your life. I know about the disappointments that you've had. I know everything about you. And I love you. Is your heart not broken? You may not have experienced very many who have loved with an unconditional love. I love you in spite of your sins. I love you in spite of your attitude toward me every time I've called you. I'm calling you again today. God is light. I would say it's not a comfortable thing if you're unsaved. Not a comfortable thing to hear that. And to be made to realize by the Spirit of God that you have nothing to bring. Terrible to be bankrupt. You have nothing that you can offer God. You have nothing that you could say to Him. You have nothing that you could point to. You're without resources. And the wonder of it is, He says, I've been waiting a long time for you to realize what I already knew. You see, God says, I already knew that. I was waiting for you to realize that. Maybe a young boy, a young girl here. And for the first time today, you realize, I'm not saved. My mother might be saved. My daddy might be saved. My brothers and sisters might know the Lord Jesus. You may have some friends here that know Him. But you see, what we're talking about today is not the relationship that others have with Him. We're talking about the relationship that you personally have with Him. Do you have a relationship with the Lord afternoon that He is my Savior? Can you look back at Calvary and the sufferings that the Lord Jesus went through? Can you point to that cross and that time and say, He was there for me. He was there dying in my stead. He was suffering because of what I had done. God is light.